DW.
How do you recycle energy from wastewater?
So wastewater is essentially just like normal water. It's 99.9% water. So it may be dirty water, but the ability to provide heating or cooling is the same as normal water. If we think of every city, there might be thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of houses and apartments and buildings, and each one of those is delivering free heat that they use into the wastewater network. So in the winter time, there's a huge amount of heat that can be used. Equally, apart from the hot water used in these houses and apartments, is also cold water, which goes into the sewer network. So what we end up with is a very slightly warm but neutral flow of water. It goes right through the city in the wastewater pipes. It carries an enormous amount of capacity for heating and cooling. The way that the energy is recycled is very simple. It's just with heat exchangers and heat pumps, these things. This is normal equipment. The heat exchangers themselves need to be special to work with wastewater. All of the other equipment is very normal equipment.
What happens once I've discharged water from my house?
The costs involved with using heat or cooling from wastewater are normally too high for it to be relevant for one household. So we're looking at larger buildings, perhaps office buildings or swimming pool centres. This is a really good one because they use an enormous amount of heat all of the year round. Those are the sort of buildings which are really good candidates for using this free heating. It allows the cities then to stop using gas or coal or wood or some fuel to make heat. We're just capturing the heat which is donated from many, many small buildings and bringing that together in the wastewater pipes and then using it for heating of larger buildings.
How much energy could we save?
Very roughly, I think the wastewater network of most cities, you could probably heat about one building in every five. So let's, you know, one in five, one in six buildings could be heated from the energy that's in the wastewater. But the amount of water that a building makes on its own is not enough to heat that building. That's still quite an enormous amount, 15 to 20% of all of the heating and cooling needs for a whole city, which is available for free from the sewer network, and cities have this available. I think there's somewhere around 1,000 projects already installed around the world and running. There's quite a few already in Germany, there's quite a few in Switzerland, there's a lot in France. Scotland are using this more and more. In New Zealand right now we have two projects which are in construction or in design, and there's probably about another six which are coming in the near future.
How do you get the energy out of the wastewater, out of the sewage system?
It's very simple thermodynamics. So you're taking a flow of dirty water that passes through a special heat exchanger. This is really the main special equipment that's needed. Through that heat exchanger, you can then take heat out of the water or put heat into the water, and from there it becomes very normal equipment. We're talking about refrigeration equipment, chillers or heat pumps, these things. The main difference is where we take the heat from or put the heat to, instead of the atmosphere or instead of burning fuel, fossil fuel, LPG or whatever, we are simply taking heat from or putting heat into the wastewater. Most heat pumps at the moment have a heat exchanger which is on the outside of a building with a fan and uses the air, the atmosphere, as the thermal source. And so in winter, what that heat pump does is takes heat out of the air and uses the heat pump to blow inside the building, either makes warm water or warm air. And in summer, it's just like a refrigerator. In the summer, it's the reverse. You are moving heat from inside the box, in this case it's a building, to outside and blowing it into the atmosphere. It's exactly the same principle. We're just using wastewater instead of the atmosphere. And because it's very stable, you're not fighting nature so much. In winter, when we most need heating, is when the atmosphere is the coldest. And so it's very difficult to pull heat out of the cold atmosphere. It's very easy to pull heat out of the relatively warm wastewater. And in the summer, when we most need cooling, it's very difficult to push heat into the very hot atmosphere like we have right now. It's very easy to push heat into the relatively cool wastewater. And because you're not fighting nature so much, it means the whole system has an easier job, it operates more efficiently, and it uses less energy to do the job.
Is it difficult to convince local governments?
Increasingly not, because I think all governments, when they look at their city, they're thinking, how can we do things more efficiently? And one of the good things about this idea is that the city already has the wastewater network. That infrastructure is already there. They've already paid for it. They've invested with all these pipes in the ground. The city is having donations to them every day from the citizens of their free heat. And so the cities are collecting all of these little bits of heat from tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, houses of apartments, and collecting it all together in their wastewater system. So the city can start to use this infrastructure more than just for transportation of dirty water. They can use it as an energy collection network. They don't have to dig up the roads and streets to put in a new layer of infrastructure. It's already there. There are more and more examples coming about cities who are now starting to sell this energy back. So it can be a win-win situation for the city to get some money, which at the moment they're not getting, and the customer also actually pays less for heat than they would otherwise. And if the electricity that's used to power the heat pumps is coming from a clean energy source, then the carbon reductions come right down as well. DW.